Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 80 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, and as always, I am joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer.
Hello.
8-0.
8-0.
I'm a little... That's a nice big round number.
I'm a little offended you didn't also include my adorable Pokemon holiday plushies in your introduction. For anyone who's not watching the video, I have Santa Pikachu behind me, so that's why.
I say a big welcome to anyone who may be watching this on Twitch. Another video option for y'all to watch the show. So welcome. I'll probably do some more of these the show will now be available also on Twitch. And so keep an eye on, obviously at Pokemon Pod CB on Twitter, or Jim Viscardi or Comic Book, or at Megan Peter CB or C Hoffer C Bus. For when we go live for you guys to catch the video portion of the show. There may be a point in time where we do end up doing this show live for you folks. So,
Wow. That would just be too intense.
That's just going to be a
I wouldn't know what to do because, without the bleep button available.
It's true. You'd have to really reel it in.
Anytime I think one of you are about to cross that line, I'll beep for you. I'll practice that noise. Perfect. I will be the lifetime real-time censor.
If you are new to the show, I hope you like Pokemon, because obviously, if you found us in, I would imagine you probably found us via search or whatever. I hope you like Pokemon, because we talk a lot about Pokemon. In fact, we really only talk about Pokemon. Pokemon games, both the mobile and console variety, the tabletop variety, the trading card game variety. We talk about Pokemon stuff. We talk about the anime, the manga at certain times. So this is your concentrated dose of Pokemon love, fandom, and news all in one thing. The show's broken up into three parts. First part is just we go through some headlines of the week, then we take a break, then we come back for a deep dive, and then at the very end, we get a Pokemon fact of the week. Sometimes they're horrifying, sometimes they're fun. Sometimes we just shrug our shoulders because it's whatever we came to in the Pokedex that week. So buckle up. You're in for a good show. Let's start. Yes.
Jim, breaking news. Breaking news.
What a surprise. What a surprise. This has happened like 3 weeks in a row now, so it's less
they
than
have.
Go ahead.
They have announced a new Charizard card.
Oh, this is getting really
another new Charizard card.
They have.
We spoke about a Charizard card last week,
and the week before, and the week before.
There's three. We have a streak.
It's
now.
Almost. It's almost as if they're on. They feel like they're on to something. Sorry. Go ahead.
So almost
this week's brand new breaking Charizard card is, they have confirmed, so over in Japan, the Shiny Star V set is coming out, or I think it's just called, yeah, it's Shiny Star V,
yep,
is coming out, and they've confirmed that not only is there a Shiny Charizard V card in there, there is a Shiny Charizard V Max card.
Ooh.
That's different from Champion's Path's Shiny VMAX?
I think
so. The Shiny VMAX would have to be new art.
It's technically new art. It's like I think for a lot of these, they are doing like variant versions. So I believe, actually, let me pull up.
Because I know we knew the Shiny from Champion's Path was getting the rainbow treatment.
Yeah, so this is this is a variant version. So the shiny Charizard V, I think is, let's see if I can pull it up here. I'm getting all this because I have a photo. It's a new, I think this is like a different, so it's a different kind of pattern. So this one is like a raised holofoil pattern. It looks basically the same otherwise.
Okay.
So that is the shiny Charizard V, but the Charizard V Max card is a, you know, I don't think we have a shiny Charizard V Max.
Not a shiny Charizard, not V Max. No, this would be new.
So we can expect this card to go for roughly like $10,000, I'm assuming.
And
based on what I'm seeing from YouTubers, that's what I'm going off of.
And it is the it is basically a shiny version of the Charizard VMAX card that we've seen. So it's just new. It's not even really new art. They just recolored it.
And made it a max card, a VMAX card?
Well, no. So it's shiny. So we already had a Charizard VMAX card.
Right.
But this is the shiny VMAX card. And I don't think that.
I get it. So it's going to be the current Charizard VMAX card, but colored shiny.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. Now I get it. Wow. Talk about squeezing blood from a stone.
And now that I'm like actually looking it up, because, you know, this is the first time that we've talked about this card on the show, but apparently we've known about it since October. So not as quite as breaking news as I originally thought, but still we have to keep the streak going. Yeah.
You know, I love it.
It's like your Snapchat streak for anyone who still uses that app. You got to keep it going, Hoffer.
Who uses Snapchat when you can use Fleet instead?
We're not here to talk about Twitter's fleets. We're here to talk about Pokemon. So let's go through some of the news stuff that we've got, and then we can get to the big Pokemon Go news that came out today. That is actual breaking news. So so like I said, I want to kind of go through these pretty quick. So please, for Megan and Christian, please keep to that.
Now that you said that, we won't.
I know.
I'm going to go on every tangent possible.
I'm going to start with Grimer trash cans.
Yeah.
Because those are pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So Christian, who can tell us more about them?
Megan, that's all you.
Megan, that was a you thing, right?
So I found that on the most obscure possible page on the Japanese Pokemon website. So let me tell you what, I was flexing my big brain translation skills. And there's a organization that's partnering with a Pokemon company in Japan that is releasing these like Grimer add-ons that you can put onto recyclable, like differentiated trash cans, you know, between plastics, cardboard, etc. for food. It's going to appear in random cities across Japan shortly. And basically whenever you put like plastic bottles or soda cans or other recyclable materials into Grimer, it like whatever machinery is inside the Grimer robot they're putting on this trash can, it scans what you're recycling, what material it is, and if it recognizes it, it'll like figure out what you just ate, and then Grimer will cry out appropriately based on whether ate something good, if you are an unhealthy like snacker, like it'll give you different cries based on that.
I don't need my trash can judging me.
Oh, it's going to judge you so hard.
I think you do, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, from what I also understand is if you try to recycle the wrong thing into Grimer, it'll throw it back at you. So basically it becomes Cramorant, just like spitting things at you, which is amazing.
Japan lives in a future that I just love.
Yeah. But like also apparently it's recording all the data that it absorbs from people recycling to figure out how much recycling is happening, you know, what is being recycled, et cetera, et cetera. And then basically the press release said, once the trash can is full, Grimer will move on to a new city because it wants to eat trash. So I am thrilled with this technology. I mean, it's smart. It works, you know, to raise awareness of, you know,
I just hope someone who may not know what a Grimer is does not look up its Pokedex entries, because I think then it just makes it absolutely more horrifying. So yes. If you want to learn more about Grimer's Pokedex entries, just go back a couple episodes. We went through it and it was a good time. So check that out. Grimer trash cans, man. Looks like it's going to be fun.
Yes.
All right. Looks like we have a bit of anime news to get through. I have not had a chance to watch it yet, but the final chapter, finally, of Twilight Wings is here. Yes. So I haven't watched it yet, so I can really say nothing about it, but I am excited to see how it ends.
Well, I was able to finally watch it this morning. I kind of woke up early just to make sure I could watch it for coverage today for comicbook.com. Basically, it's pretty cute. It's a super short episode. I mean, obviously they all are, but it follows Leon as he visits the Isle of Armor. He has a nice little match with the dojo master there, who we learned was his trainer previously, and Charizard kind of gets his butt kicked, which is refreshing to see. Then he makes a little super brief trip to the Crown Tundra. I was a little upset that they didn't dive more so into that world to show all the legendaries, but you did get to kind of peek at the Galarian legendary birds up there. And then finally it ends kind of talking about the Galarian Star Tournament. Leon has a whole speech where he's taken over the league here in Galar after Chairman Rose is sentenced to like hard labor is basically what he's sentenced to. So he's off in a mine doing hard labor. Leon is now in charge of everything. And so in order to bring new great battles to the country and the region, he has founded this Galarian Star Tournament that brings all of the trainers back, which all of this should be familiar if you have the DLC packs for the game. But it was just pretty nice to see it in anime form. It looked also super pretty, and the music was on point.
So really, this sounds like, and no judgment on the Pokemon company here, but it sounds like a very well-made advertisement for the Pokemon Sword and Shield DLC.
Oh, absolutely. A beautiful advertisement for it, actually. It was super cute. And Leon did not come off as pretentious as normal. I get him confused now because the anime Hop was there. He wasn't nearly as annoying as usual. It was a very, very cute episode. I'm sad we had to wait a week for it, but it was well-deserved.
All right. I'm excited to watch it. I just wish I had a ton of stuff this morning, but it's okay because I'm gonna watch it. All right, in other anime news, we finally got an English trailer for her Pokemon Coco, which means it's coming.
You know, yeah, where it's coming to? Netflix.
Netflix.
Pokemon Day, February.
Yeah.
Which is I've been saying all along. Yeah.
Can we just talk about how annoying that name is to me, The Secrets of the Jungle? I love the name Pokemon Coco way more than Pokemon the movie, The Secrets of the Jungle. Like, come on.
The thing that I think annoys me the most is, didn't they change the spelling of Coco? Because this is C-O-C-O in Japan, and they changed it to A-O-K-O in English?
Yes,
why?
They did. You know what? They always do that. They always decide that they're going to make it unique. Like people who name their children, but change like one letter in it. And they're like, oh, it's so unique. It's just leave it, Coco. Also, the new trailer they put out for it has some scenes that are almost directly taken from Tarzan. If you've seen the Disney's animated version of it, it is almost shot for shot with Ash and Coco being replaced or being mirrored by Tarzan and Jane. So it's hilarious. I love it. I fully recommend everyone watch it when it likely comes out, as Hoffer predicted, in February on Netflix.
Yep. I particularly like the part where Pikachu gets eaten by Cramorant. It's like, yep. It's like there's like three shots of that in the anime. It's like, you know, it's like, I don't really think Ash and Pikachu have much to do in this movie, because like literally it's like here's Ash going like looking up like, man, look at this crazy kid I found. And like Pikachu's like, look, I see the like, you know, upper stomach lining of a Cramorant. And that's basically all they're doing. It's great.
Yes, that's basically going to be the movie, but I'm excited. I'm also, the trailer gives a lot more personality to Zarud, which is nice to see. He kind of seems like a good little dude. So I'm excited to see him kind of show off in the movie.
All right. On the Coco front, we are finally getting Zarud distribution.
Yes. This is going to be weird. So it's the distribution is starting to roll out worldwide. And while there's like not a direct thing, you know, Zarud appears in the new Pokemon card set. And so this is kind of like a promotion for that. Although they won't say that here in the US, but that's what it really is. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. This is going to be kind of like some of the older distributions where you need to be signed up for the Pokemon Trainers Club. Not only that, you need to opt into the marketing emails in order to get the code to get Zarud. If you don't do that by Friday, so literally, if you're listening to this on day one when this comes out, make sure you're signed up for the Pokemon Trainers Club. Otherwise, you will not get Zarud, which is, I hate this method. It is legitimately my least favorite least favorite way of getting mythicals. I think the only thing I like less than that was when you had to go to a McDonald's to do it. Like you had to bring your like Game Boy to McDonald's and it's like, and like connect to the internet over there. That was also really dumb. But so make sure you do that. Like, you know, because, and check your spam folders on the 20th. They come out in batches. The whole thing's a mess. I remember, I forget the last time they did it, but it sucked. It was really annoying.
Is there a chance that you think they'll do like a re-release of Zarud closer to the film's premiere in the US? Or do you think they're really going to be like, this is your one shot?
Shiny Zarud.
They're going to do, they're not going to do Shiny Zarud. They're going to do the Dada Zarud, which is,
Cape or something.
The Zarud with the cape. Yeah. That's already been heading over in Japan. So I'm guessing that will be what they do to like, you know, release on Pokemon Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let us know how that goes. I'm a little frustrated by this. I'll be honest, I don't like this method. I really don't like this method. I get like anxious about it because if you don't have all your ducks in a row by November 20th, you're SOL. And that sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, yes, I see that. Like you know, if you miss it up the first time around, but like, let's be real. There will be other opportunities to get Zarud, I'm sure.
Well, we say that. But like, let's see when
we just have to wait 4 years. That's fine. But you'll get it again.
I mean, the one thing I would say is like for like the three of us. I mean, like we're grown adults.
No, sure.
We know how to like kind of work this system, sign up for the right emails, do the right things, get all this stuff planned. But like
this heavily relies on parents being on top of their stuff.
Yeah. So like, if your parent is willing to work with you, like this is great. But like for a lot of the like younger kids in my life, like I'm going to have to be the one to like do this for them because their parents, God bless them, are not going to like understand what's happening. And if one of them that I know like tried to do this, they would like probably blow up their computer or something. Like they just don't, for how tech savvy they are as children, they're not going to do this right because the Pokemon company is a little bit backwards when it comes to their email lists. So fingers crossed for them. At the very least, I will help.
I'm just looking at some of the other ones and like, you know, some of the other distributions that we got. And like, I don't think we've gotten like Volcanion since 2016. I'm pretty sure we haven't.
I don't recall another drop.
Has he been available in Go? Has he been available in Pokemon Go?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it's like, you know, there are a few of these Pokemon where it's like if you don't get the set up, you know, you're out of luck. And that's a hard pill to swallow.
Well, if you really want Zarud, we just recommend that you hit us up if you have questions about getting signed up for that email.
Yep, for sure. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, come back, do a few more quick things and then do our deep dive. So we'll be right back. Okay. In the anime fashion, Ash gets a Lucario and Go, well, catches Eternatus.
It's the stupidest. It's the stupidest thing. It's so, so frustrating. So basically, we have finished the like first Sword and Shield arc of the anime in Japan. We will get it at a yet known date here on the Netflix in the US. But Ash's Riolu does evolve into Lucario. It's a great emotional moment. Go gets to welcome in his Cinderace. It evolves from Raboot. It's a great moment. And then at the end of everything, they're fighting Eternatus and Go catches it. Like of all the things. Now he doesn't keep it. Let's just like,
yeah,
let that be known now. He does not keep Eternatus. Like, he's not just walking into battles now with this legendary beast with him. They, like, lock the Pokeball that they caught him in a box, in a cage, underground, in a safe. Like, they super go through it. And they're already, like, planning contingencies for what should happen if Eternatus escapes. So clearly, this Pokemon is a bigger deal than the game ever really kind of positioned it as. But yeah. Go is the one who does it. So that's a thing that happens. It's,
they continue to reward that child, but, you know, just for participating. It's ridiculous.
I know, but like, he gets the most ridiculous participation ribbons. Like, I did not get that when I did field day in elementary school. I got a Tootsie Roll or like something dumb. I did not get Eternatus. It is so frustrating. Also, after that happened, the Antipoke community on Twitter rose up like I have never seen
there before. There is no way he's keeping that Pokemon.
Well, he's not. No. He had to hand it over to the
authority. Had to hand it over.
Yeah, so, even if he wanted to trade it, like, he would just, I think Eternatus.
He doesn't know how to train. I mean, that's the thing. His method of training is, you know, just, I don't know, like, existing with the Pokemon. He is the camp method of gaining XP. personified.
That's so true.
This is a children's television show, but it just drives me nuts because, like, Ash has worked, you know, like, Ash has, like, been built up. And, like, you know, it's kind of like the Ultra Beast situation and, you know, Ultra Sun and Ultra, you know, in the Ultra Legends, where, you know, like, you know, Sophocles was catching Ultra Beasts and then they had to hand him over because, like, it's like, Sophocles, you have, like, two freaking Pokemon, you nerd. And, you know, but, like, Go is literally just, you know, he's got, like, a t-shirt cannon filled with Pokeballs and it's just shooting him at anything that moves and then they're all catching. It's like, Go is literally devaluing the entire concept of catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, matches how the game actually treats catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
You know, yikes. So it's like, Ash represents the theory behind, like, the Pokemon franchise, where it's like, Pokemon need to be your friends. You know, you have to form a bond with the Pokemon before they allow you to, like, you know, toss them into death matches against other Pokemon. Like, you know, there is honor and principle behind this entire weird world of quasi animal fighting. Go represents the reality, which is like, hey, you know, I went and kidnapped this, you know, Meowth off the street. Like, let's go and throw it into a dog fighting ring. And, you know, it's terrible because Go is terrible. But, you know.
Yes, yes. We all know how you feel about Go.
It's how everyone feels about Go, Jim. I was about to say, this is not, don't try to, like, frame this as, like, some controversial opinion I have.
Well, it's just, I mean, look, it's a very interesting approach, right? They are approaching Go, like you said, in a way that they have not approached really any other character in the franchise thus far. But I think also, too, like, in a weird, subverted, you know, subconscious way, represents a modern style of Pokemon in a way that, like, you can't tell if the Pokemon company wants to lean into, but they're definitely dipping their toe into the water by introducing a character like this and being like, well, but maybe that's okay. And so,
I mean, I do agree with that, but that is a good point to make.
So I mean, it's really going to be interesting to see where and how this goes. And it's, you know, you were remiss to say that, you know, I think this week was the 1 year anniversary for Journey's launching. And so we're a year into the show. We know, you know, we know kind of what we're getting, and I'm there's a lot of runway for this show. And so now I'm curious to see like just where it continues to go next will be interesting. But enough about that, because we have to go to Pokemon Go. Really quick, just to say, Pokemon Go is getting some events where you can get a shiny Melton, and the Lake Legends are going to be made available in raids. I do want to apologize to anyone who invited me to raids yesterday, where we just could not take down a Cobalion. I take blame for that, because, well, my Pokemon were pretty trash, but there was a pretty full party, so I don't take all the blame. I just want to put that out there, because I don't know who did it. So I'm sorry.
If you are inviting Jim to Pokemon raids, friend me, so I can like carry the load.
Don't
for
be
him.
Mean wow. Because I have helped people win raids. That's how I got my Giratina.
As someone who's, you know, I actually, you know, dusted off my Pokemon Go account. I needed to take like a break from it, so I like
Christian invited me to a raid.
I did, and
wow.
You know,
and we won.
Yeah, it was a Raichu raid.
So, it was like, a Raichu.
It was a freaking joke. But you know, I did finally start, like, you know, like I dusted off my old account when Pokemon Home came, you know, out, and you know, I've been playing it a lot just because you know, the city that I live in just re-entered lockdown, and they like fixed some of the spawn issues around my house. Like I couldn't get Pokemon like in my house, and it was really stupid. Like I had to walk to my next door neighbor's house, and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do this. But they fixed that, and it's a lot better now. So I've been playing it a lot. But yeah. If you're a friend, if you're, you know, trying to rely on Jim, go and hit me up on Twitter, ask for my friend code, because I'd be happy to hop into raids and, you know, raid along with you guys and, really? You know, make fun. We can make fun of Jim together for his trash Pokemon.
I mean, add me while you're at it. Just go for it. I'll just be moral support.
let's jump into the big news. Christian got invited by Niantic to get the lowdown on all of the big, massive Pokemon Go updates. Things like level 50 being introduced and Kalos Pokemon. Like just a ton of stuff. So Christian, break it down for us. Let's get into it, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay. So this is a, you know, update, which is rolling out the last weekend of November, is being branded. This is their first branded update, and they made a big deal about this. It's called Go Beyond, to which everyone responds, Plus Ultra.
Plus Ultra.
Yeah, I was about to say, they didn't really think that one through. So it's coming out with a few like reorganizations of some features. You know, the flashiest thing is they are finally raising the level cap to level 50. This is the first time they've done it since the game came out in 2016. To make it easier to get to level 40, they are changing how XP works. Just about everything will get you more XP. Additionally, if you can make it to level 40 by year end, you will be known as a Legacy 40 trainer. You will get a special Gyarados hat and some other cool things as well. Once you get to level 40, you have to do more than just XP grind. We talked about this on the on the podcast a few weeks ago when this kind of sort of got leaked. There will be certain tasks that you have to complete for each level. For level 41, it's like you have to catch 100 Pokemon in a day. For some levels, it's like you have to battle so many Team Rocket trainers. Some it's like you have to battle other trainers. There's one where it's like you have to beat Team Rocket admins using Pokemon with a CP of 1500 or lower.
Oh, wow.
So along with this level cap, they're also raising the level cap of Pokemon. Now, I believe any level 40 Pokemon trainer can they're changing how the levels work in conjunction with this. So right now you're limited. You're like capped basically at, you know, what your level is. So if you're a level, that's not 100% true, because it's all kind of fuzzy because they don't actually tell you what level your Pokemon are. But they're changing that. So basically any level 40 player will now be able to get up to level 50. But the level between level 40 and level 50, you can't just use your candies to power up. You need to use XL candies. These are special candies. You can obtain them through a couple of different ways, including by combining, basically by condensing your current stock of candies into an XL candy. So we'll get more information of that in the coming weeks. So that's levels. They're adding Kalos Pokemon. The first ones that are being rolled out are the starter Pokemon, Litleo, Bunnelby, and Fletchling, and all their evolutions. We're also getting a new regional exclusive Pokemon, Klefki. Klefki will be coming to France because Kalos is based off France. So
France gets an exclusive.
That's fair. Yes. Let's hear it. The other big change is we're getting seasons in Pokemon Go. Now, this just doesn't just correspond to like winter, fall, spring. Like, that's incorporated into it, but it's not just that. Each season will have a theme. The first theme will be a season of celebration, and the events will all kind of be, you know, tie into that theme, as will the Pokemon that appear in the game. So no longer is it just going to be like kind of like random Pokemon appearing in the game, like whenever. It's now going to have there will be like certain like seasonal Pokemon that come in tied to the theme. Like one example they gave during the press conference that I like attended was Sentret might appear during one season, and then Sentret will be a lot harder to find in the next season.
So these are not seasons like Fortnite or Apex seasons. These are actual seasons that Pokemon will be.
So they correspond to actual seasons, but they are kind of like the Fortnite seasons. So they're going to be like, okay, so for like the season of celebration, and also it's based kind of like on Hemisphere 2. So for the season of celebration, which starts on December 1st, a lot of like ice type Pokemon will appear in the Northern Hemisphere, and a lot of summer Pokemon will appear in the Southern Hemisphere. But that's not always guaranteed to be the case. So, you know, like the first season is kind of confusing because you say seasons and it's like, okay, so we're getting winter Pokemon in the winter. And it's like, well, yes, for this season, but that's not always going to be the case. They're going to pick out like a pool of Pokemon that will appear in eggs and raids and, you know, in the wild. And it's all going to be kind of like tied into the theme of the season. And that's going to be kind of like your base level.
How far away is Pokemon Go from doing season battle passes?
That is kind of like the other thing. So they are also changing Go Battle League. They might do, you know, I honestly it wouldn't surprise me that much with how much they've monetized the game. Go Battle League is changing. So we're now getting, they're changing how the ranking works, because basically they found that people were getting stuck at rank 7. Like, you know, it was really hard to rank up from 7 to 8. And that's because there's just kind of this like logjam of players that are all kind of sort of at the same basic skill level. And so it was just really hard to get over that hump. So they changed it. So now instead of 10 ranks, there's going to be 24 ranks. So not only the reward system is being changed, I'm not 100% sure how, they didn't really go into super detail about it. But you'll have more opportunity to get, rewards because, you know, there's 24 ranks instead of 10. So more rank rewards. They're kind of doing away with that. That will help improve matching. And so I'm sure they're going to be digging into more of that. You know, it's a big change, but we don't know what. It would not surprise me because they are releasing some of this, like, exclusive content that it wouldn't surprise me if we get some sort of, like, season pass further down the line. You know, they'd have to do some work, you know. So basically, like, instead of buying individual timed research events or individual special research events, they're like, okay, you get all the season stuff, you know, research events for free. Or not for free, but, like, as a go one thing, Like, you know, like buy it now up front and you'll get everything for the next 3 months. I can see that. I totally can.
Or just like buy this pass and like you'll get a shiny or something, right? Like a,
I don't think they're going to monetize shinies more than the soft monetization.
Yeah.
That they have, to be honest. I think that the Pokemon company would kind of step in there. You know, shinies have already been devalued a bit just by existing in Pokemon Go, because it's a lot easier to get them than it is in the core games. And I don't think that the like pay money to get a Pokemon, like beyond like pay money to get a Pokemon game, really fits in with what like the Pokemon company is trying to do.
Maybe it just comes down to like actual cosmetics for your avatar or whatnot, like costumes or whatnot. I can definitely see that happening for sure.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah. So I mean this is a pretty big change. I mean this there is a growing number of players that this is obviously for, right? Like the game has been around for a very long time. The level cap has been what it is for a while. And so, you know, we obviously suspected this when we knew there was big news coming that, you know, there would be an increase to the level cap. I think it's interesting how they do it. I think it keeps, you know, I think there will be people who just want to get to level 50 the way that they got to level 40. And so you're definitely probably will see some pushback there for sure. Mm-hmm. Because it's grindy in a very different way, it seems like. In that, like, you know, with the ways that you know, just the ways to get the XP. And so I'm very curious to see how the kind of community at large views this, because you gotta, like, this is a game that hits so many different demographics, so many different types of fans, that this feels like a move to appease the diehards. But again, like, those diehards are probably the ones who are, you know, who are spending a good bit of coin playing the game. And so, so rightfully so, you want to be able to target something to them. So I don't know. I'm nowhere near 40, let alone 50. So, but you know, hopefully some of the XP changes will help maybe get me to 50, 40 a little bit sooner. I like a lot of these new changes. It'll be very curious to see how they put it into practice. I think it may means we get more regular, not that the updates or whatever have not been regular, but I think we can anticipate them more like you do in some of these other, some of these other subscription-based games, in a way that brings a very new and interesting dynamic to it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the seasons thing. You know, I think that's like one of the bits that are kind of getting like lost, because they released all this information about what's coming to the game, as opposed to their usual like trickling out method. And so, like, I think that people are a little bit overwhelmed right now. A lot of people, I think, look at this as kind of positive. There's a little bit of worry about how the increase, like, you know, the Pokemon, because, you know, they don't like talk about like actual levels and stuff like that, and like the about the Pokemon. And so there's like some concern that like having level 50 Pokemon is going to throw off like Master League and all that stuff. It will a little bit, yeah, but, you know, it'll rebalance. And also temporarily they're banning Pokemon that exceed their previous maximum CP for being in Master League, just to keep that balance until they can like work it out. But I think the seasons is going to be the biggest thing. You know, I give Jim a lot of flack for not having a Charizard until like a month ago. But that experience is pretty indicative of anyone who came into the game after, or didn't really get into the game until after that initial rush. Like, you know, I take a look at my I took a look at my Pokedex, and, you know, like, I have all the Kanto Pokemon. I have all but, like, you know, the regional exclusive Johto Pokemon. I have, like, all but, like, one or two, like, Hoenn Pokemon. But, like, with each generation, yeah. So it's like, oh, I actually have all the Johto Pokemon. Huh. Go figure. But it's like, you know, so I have all of the Kanto. I have all the Johto Pokemon. And then when I get to the Hoenn Pokemon, that's when it starts to decrease. And I have, like, 95%. But, like, I only have, like, about 2/3 of the Sinnoh Pokemon. I have maybe half of the Unova Pokemon. And, like, I've realized, you know, kind of looking at it, like, it's fine for me. Because, you know, I've been playing this game since day one. But, like, you know, for people who are jumping back into it, like, they're not going to see 90% of these Pokemon, because, you know, the pool is set up in such a way that it's just really hard to get certain Pokemon, like Charizard is a great example. It's like, how often, you know, do you see a Charmander in the wild? You know, I think the Charmander, I don't even think Charmander was really a part of the Community Day stuff. Maybe it was, I can't remember. That was like 10,000 years ago. But, you know, there are very limited opportunities to get these, like, some of these Pokemon. And, you know, like, the Unova Pokemon, it's like, it's been impossible for me to find any of those Pokemon, you know, outside of when they are featured in events. And that's because it's like, you know, my spawns are the same things that I've seen for 2 for 3 years. So this will really help mix that up.
Yep.
You know, so instead of having to deal with, like, you know, Sentrets year-round or Zigzagoon year-round, I only have to put up with them for 3 months.
For me, like, it's Carvine. Carvine is freaking everywhere.
You know, you should be a little bit more grateful for that Carvine, because, you know, that's a regional exclusive Pokemon. So, you know, like, probably 95% of our listeners do not have that Pokemon.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, so let us know what you think about the new big Pokemon Go changes. Looking forward to seeing you folks in the game as it rolls out. Let's get to the Pokemon Fact of the Week and then get on out of here.
Yeah, well, we're to Gold Demon Seeking, which is, it, you know, makes sense because Pokemon Go just announced a Shiny Goldeen event. Not a lot of really super super weird or interesting information about these two Pokemon, other than their trainers are really screwed up. Just really, really messed up. They are spellbound by the length of Goldeen's horn. There is a big rift in the Sea King community between those who admire, you know, Sea King's large, thick horn and those who admire, like, Sea King's, like, you know, rippling fins. And it's like, what the heck is wrong with you people? Like, it's weird. It's really freaking weird. And it's like, this is, like, the first time that I've seen, like trainers, like, you know, I know they get mentioned in other Pokedex entries, but it's just, like, really bizarre. It's like, yeah, like, Sea King has a fandom. And, oh, by the way, that fandom is divided. It's like, really? Like, what the heck? Yeah, the Pokemon Moon entry is a crazy one. Trainers who are crazy for Sea King are divided into horn enthusiasts and fin enthusiasts. The two groups do not get along well.
What the heck? This is a very strange war.
There are a lot of people, and I have a family member who is he's very much a fish person. And to me, Goldeen and Sea King have always been like that kind of fish Pokemon, in that, like, they're like the collector, not the collector mentality, but more like, you know, they are the breed of fish that, you know, everyone likes to have or whatever. And I can see it, but other than that, it's a fairly boring entry, but that's okay. They're not all going to be winners.
It's, I mean, like I said, it really cracked me up. There was a few, you know, there's a few phrasing issues in some of these Pokedex entries. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. It's a lot of talk about horns and thickness, and it's just like, okay, well, you need some better localizers.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Or maybe you don't.
With that, wow. if you want some more interesting Pokemon facts of the week, head on back through 79 episodes that we have done, where we have featured one in every single one of them, and they are most of, I'd say 98% of them have been better than this one. This one ranks pretty low. But anyway, other than that, that does it for us today. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, please do. We love interacting with you guys. At PokemonPodCB is the official Twitter handle of this podcast. Otherwise, you can find me at Jim Biscardi.
You can find me on Twitter at Megan Peters CB.
And I am at Seehofer CBus.
All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed this one. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do with Pokemon Go. And we'll catch you next week.